Now, the Wall Street Journal reported last night that the Facebook parent company Meta is planning to announce significant job losses. Meta, which operates Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, employs 3,000 people in Dublin, while the company has approximately 6,000 additional employees across a number of sites in Ireland, including Meath and Cork. The company, which has a global workforce of 87,000, is expected to make a formal announcement on Wednesday. For more on this, we can talk to Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, there's been a lot of talk in recent days about the tech downturn. So is this any surprise?
It's not really a surprise. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Meta and the CEO of that company, has been signaling this for a few months. He's been saying things like we're headed into the worst recession that he can remember in terms of the tech industry. Limerick's Patrick Collison, co-founder of Stripe, said something similar last week. When that company announced they were going to let about 1,000 people go, he talked about things like, you know, inflation and interest rates and energy shocks and reduced investment budgets. We're seeing a wave of layoffs in the tech sector at the moment. Twitter, Stripe, Coinbase, PayPal, many others, including some of the indigenous Irish technology firms, by the way. So it's not a huge surprise.
I saw reports that some of the reasons behind Meta's cuts might be because of excessive spending in the area of the metaverse. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
That's very possible. Meta has spent about 10 billion euro in the last sort of 18 months, 2 years on what it calls the metaverse. Bear in mind that it's a year almost to the day since the company changed its name from Facebook to Meta. In that time, it has lost 3/4 of its market valuation, about 620 billion euro. The market doesn't really like what it's seeing at the moment from Meta. And it's also losing a lot of market share to TikTok, which is in deadly battle at the moment with Instagram and Facebook. So that could be related to why Meta will shed jobs. But the broader perspective here is that there is this wave of tech layoffs going on.
And 9,000 people here employed in some way, shape or form by Meta. Talk to me about the impact this could have on them and also Ireland's role as a tech hub.
Well, it would have a huge impact on the workers affected, not least because so many other companies are cutting jobs at the moment. And those that aren't, like, you know, big operations like Google or Apple, they say that they're not really hiring en masse at the moment. In terms of the impact on Ireland and our future as a tech hub, I don't think that is at risk yet at the moment. The greater risk is probably to the amount of money that we can make out of these companies. I mean, last week we heard from the government of this windfall additional 6 billion euro in corporate tax receipts, largely down to the increased profitability of the multinationals and the tech giants. I think of the 16 billion in corporate profit, in corporate tax taken in this year, around half of that is down to about a dozen multinational firms. So when these companies catch a cold or sneeze, the rest of us catch a cold, the larger worry would be that to the exchequer in the next year.
Well, no doubt we'll be speaking more about this in the coming days and weeks ahead. But for now, Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, thank you. We'll be back after the break with more on the return of quiet carriages.